Hey, we're nearing the end of our week. It's Thursday with NTN 26.
And we are in Luke chapter 18. I want to point you to the section called the Pharisee and the Tax Collector, and you'll find it in verses 9 through 14. And this passage, if you want a little extra study today, turn over to Psalm 51, because the Psalm of David in Psalm 51 is very similar to this. After David was called out by his friend Nathan for his affair, his sin, and I encourage you to look that up today, because it's a really neat parallel of David's attitude and the attitude of one of the men in this parable that Jesus tells. So this parable that was told by Jesus was very popular in the early church after Jesus died, was resurrected, and the Christian church started. This was a really popular parable, and they turned it into a prayer that they would repeat, and they called it popularly the Jesus Prayer. Pretty creative, right? Now, the prayer called the Jesus Prayer recited the words, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. You may have heard that before. And it was a prayer of repentance. That's where that prayer comes from. So let's read this parable together, and then we'll talk about it for just a minute. Jesus told this parable to those who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else. Verse 10, two men went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. Boy, does this remind you of an old song some of you will recognize? Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when I'm perfect in every way. That sounds like that song may have come from those verses. Verse 13, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And then Jesus says in verse 14, I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. So you've got two men in this parable, two men at totally different ends of the Jewish society spectrum. You've got the Pharisee, the religious guy that lived his life by the book, the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch, and he is a feared religious leader of the Jewish people. He made clear that he fasted, so he did without food for a while to focus on prayer, and he tithed. He gave 10% of his earnings. Both of these were very good spiritual disciplines. And then you've got the tax collector. A tax collector wasn't a holy guy. He was a cheater of his own people. Took taxes and added some interest on of his choosing to his own people. And we read about these two, and we read about them going to pray to God. And which one of the two received God's approval? Was it the religious guy? No. Was it the cheat? Yes. And it's easy to see why. One had pridefulness, the Pharisee, that was unrepented. And then you've got the other with sinful behavior that was recognized and admitted humbly. You know, in Proverbs, we read that pride comes before destruction. And in the book of James, in the fourth chapter, it says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You see, God lifted up the Pharisee because of his humility. So I encourage you to think about that as you're reading this chapter today, Luke 18. And then flip over to the middle of your Bible to Psalm 51 and look at how David handled it when he found that he was in sin and needed to get right with God. Enjoy your reading today, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow.